you know, when I think about Valley basketball, it's Doug Elgin. Doug Elgin is the Valley. And, I remember there was more than once as a young assistant and early on as a head coach thinking, I'm standing here talking to Doug Elgin. Like, this guy's the commissioner of the Valley, and we're standing here having a conversation. I'm just some rum-dumb assistant at Northern Iowa. I don't have any idea what's going on here. This guy is actually talking to me. And so, that I always, that's something that I think about a lot. In our relationship, obviously, now as being a head coach for 15 years, we've gone round and round about a handful of things over the course of time, and we've agreed on a lot of things and we've disagreed on some things. And I've always appreciated the fact that he's let me speak my mind and with him in our private conversations and, in terms of what I thought, maybe that, he could do better or the Valley could do better. He's always been open to that and willing to listen. And, doesn't mean that he hasn't always agreed. I can tell you that, Harry. I'm still mad at him about a couple of things. So it isn't that he always agreed or that he always, that he always thought, we do need to do that. That isn't it at all. The fact that he's always been willing to have the conversation and willing to listen and, I've always appreciated that about him. But I think the biggest thing is he is, he's so proud of the Valley. He's worked so hard for, for basketball in the Valley to be a national player. That's been something that I've taken a lot of motivation from and always wanted to be a part of. What can we do at Northern Iowa to help Doug Elgin, on a national stage? And so, the friendship is the thing that I enjoy and appreciate the most, but his pride and his determination to make the Valley a national player, Harry, that's just been awesome for me.